here's a story from The World.
The coronavirus is spreading in Africa at an alarming rate. The World Health Organization's emergencies chief, Michael Ryan, expressed special concern for the sub-Saharan region.
South Africa may unfortunately be a precursor. It may be a warning for what will happen in the rest of Africa.
South Africa has the most cases of any country on the continent, nearly 450,000. And now South Africa is returning to its strict pandemic lockdown as cases are spiking everywhere across the continent. Dr. John Nkengasong is the director for the Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Doctor, good to have you with us again. Let's begin in South Africa, which has had one of the strictest lockdown requirements I can recall through the pandemic. Alcohol sales have been banned, a rigid curfew in place. COVID-19 cases were low, but now as South Africa and other countries have been opening back up again, we're seeing this dangerous second surge. So what happened in South Africa?
So South Africa is, of course, is a very disturbing situation for the continent. As we speak today, the continent of Africa, all 55 member states have now recorded cases of COVID-19, resulting to about 846,000. And of that, more than half cases are from South Africa. South Africa did all the right things to start with. Only had about 700 cases, the lockdown, the economy, increased testing, contact tracing. I think we know that this is a virus that transmits very quickly. And once it gets hold into very vulnerable populations, it can spread rather quickly.
Right. Well, there is this really fine balance that governments need to consider with lockdowns. On the one hand, the science shows us these measures are keeping the coronavirus at bay. On the other, they're having a detrimental effect on the economies the longer they're in place. Have economic problems actually aggravated public health strategies like in South Africa?
So the key question here is, how do we balance between saving lives and saving economies, and not saving lives or saving economies? I think that formula cannot hold. We cannot be under lockdown forever. We have to go out there and fight the virus and intensify aggressive, bold public health measures, taking public health measures that work in the United States, in Europe, and elsewhere, and implementing it in Africa will not work. I think that is one. Second is that we need to be bold in doing what we have to do. Like, about more than 40 countries in Africa still have less than 5,000 cases of COVID infection. That is an opportunity where we can massively deploy foot soldiers, that is contact tracers. Okay, I want to see a country like Nigeria put in about 1 million contact tracers, young people that can support their testing program so that the testing delays are reduced. That is the turnaround time so that we can action on that. That's what the tools that we have on our hands right now. Otherwise, I don't know how we are going to fight this back.
There are allegations in South Africa of corruption, of vendors charging absurdly high rates for masks and hand sanitizer. I'm just wondering, how has South Africa's history of corruption affected the response to coronavirus? And do you worry how corruption could impact other parts of the continent's response to the coronavirus?
When you have an outbreak of this nature, any nature for that matter, you see all kinds of behaviors. And I think there are people that will go in and try to explore the situation. We saw that with HIV/AIDS, and we saw that with the massive Ebola outbreak in West Africa. So the COVID-19 would not be an exception. I think we at Africa CDC and the African Union Commission are very clear that this is a serious threat for the continent. People that try to see this as a money-making opportunity are really making a fatal mistake, and this should not at all be accepted, be tolerated, and be condoned. I think it should be condemned with the strongest possible terms.
You've got such a massive sphere of operations and responsibilities from the southern coast of the Mediterranean all the way down to South Africa's Cape of Good Hope. What are you urgently advising African governments to do to keep this next wave, this likely next wave of coronavirus, stabilized?
Quite honest with you, we haven't even done yet with the first wave. I mean, that let's be very frank with ourselves. I think we have to rely on the tools that we have in our toolkit. Very importantly is that only human resources, okay, will be able to combat this. This is about investing in human capital to fight this infection in a coordinated way across the board. So I fully understand the challenge, but it's a challenge that we have to deal with. Take it in our hands, look at it, and say, this is our continent, this is our future, and we have to win this fight in order to survive.
Dr. John Nkengasong is the director for the Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us again.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
From PRX.